8. He's here just for a week. We're fortunate to have him on about three times, and this week he's going to be with us, and then he'll be back off to the dark continent, spreading the word of the Lord. Peter, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Dr. And peace negotiations after America toppled the it's an interesting
Well, I'm really so glad for that.
There have been 65 Arab-on-Arab wars since the Second World War.
Into the areas there of the other Muslims. Thank you.
These are trustees done.
Intelligence to do investigators. Why hire civilian interrogators? Why? Because they're CIA, and because I believe this is CIA.
To represent your company. Thank you. All its resources to ensure the rule of law and to guarantee the private ownership of property and especially the farms would be respected. And I'm afraid we have just seen that the word of the U.S. government has been proved to be worthless.
Well, I think that it's such a tragedy that you were fooled by this wicked man, Henry Kissinger, who lied. He's always lied. Everything he's done throughout his life has been a lie. And the people there were foolish enough to believe him, believing that he represented the United States. Well, he represented the wicked people who control the government and control both political parties, not the American people. Anyway, there you have a situation now where people are actually starving to death. Are the whites trying to flee the nation, or do most of them just incapable of even leaving because of the exchange controls?
I would say many are economic prisoners, but when I was in Rhodesia, there were 300,000 whites. Today, there are not even 30,000. I doubt that there's even 30,000 left. And most of those are old people who are economic prisoners, pensioners and others who cannot leave, but almost everyone who has left. And it's a tragedy. I mean, imagine many of these people have got farms that were started by their grandparents or great-grandparents, and it's been in the family for generations. And a mob arrives and gives them a couple of hours to pack and leave. Sometimes they're not even allowed to carry out a suitcase. They've got to leave with the clothes on their back. Occasionally they've been allowed to fill one car, and they've got to leave behind heirlooms, photo albums, memories, beautiful gardens and fields and crops and animals and even their pets left behind to these vicious savages who have burned and slashed and destroyed. I can hardly bring myself to describe what these people have done. They have gone through dairy farms, slashing the udders of milk cows, for leaving these cows in agony just to prevent them from providing milk. You know, senseless savagery of a high order organized by a government.
And of course, the great tragedy is that the people are starving and that the blacks are losing everything. What's the unemployment rate there among the blacks? Do you have any idea?
85% unemployment. Of course, the farmers were the biggest employers in the country, and of course, that has now been destroyed.
We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Hammond. And this is one of the great tragedies. But we can thank the American State Department, the people in the Council on Foreign Relations, the elite who rule America, another failed social experiment. Or maybe it didn't fail. Maybe it accomplished just what they intended. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is Peter Hammond from Frontline Ministries. We're talking about what's going on in Rhodesia, and my understanding is that there are objections, barriers even to smuggling food into the starving people. Is that true?
Indeed. In fact, our mission is very much involved in smuggling food, and we've taken about a dozen missions in the last year of smuggling in tons of food to give to starving Christians in Zimbabwe. And this seems so bizarre to me, because we're talking about smuggling food into a country which was once one of the most agriculturally successful countries in the continent of Africa. Rhodesia had the finest and most advanced agricultural sector in the continent, second only to South Africa. And in so many ways... because the kulaks were unresponsive to communist propaganda and the commissars were getting nowhere with them. So the word went out. Joseph Stalin issued the order, exterminate the kulaks as a class. And the kulaks were destroyed. Whole farms were razed to the ground, villages destroyed, peasants massacred, and even forests set on fire in order to destroy the kulaks that fled into the forests for sanctuary. Over 6 million people died between 1930 and 1932 in this man-made famine under Stalin.
The average American understands.
sustainable development at the very time that Mugabe was being applauded by world leaders at the game reserves, nature sanctuaries.
Thank you.
in the Congo, bolstering the Marxist mass murderer there, Kabila, and so do many other countries. The communist countries that have their troops in the Congo include Angola, Namibia, the other Congo, Central African Republic, and of course Zimbabwe's got a very large contingent. It costs the Zimbabwean government millions of dollars a day for their war in the Congo, and many have asked why. And the answer is that Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe has big interest in the diamond mines in the Congo.
All right, and so, of course, the great tragedy as far as the people are there concerned is the battle is still going on. Who are they fighting? Who is on the other side?
Yes, there are a Christian resistance movement up in the far north, and the northern areas are controlled by allies of Uganda and Rwanda, and Uganda and Rwanda have had troops in there supporting them. Continent-wide war going on in there, but of course the infrastructure. The Russian freedom, there is generally some kind of
Thank you.
in Nigeria. The New World Religion. And once you begin to understand what's really going on, you can begin to see God's hand behind everything that's transpiring. But I feel thank you.
I'm going to get a little bit of a Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
To spread. Doctors know how to stop epidemics. They stop other sexually transmitted diseases. We just don't try to stop the spread of AIDS, which has already killed over 500,000 Americans, and of course throughout the world, 20 million or more, between 20 and 30 million people. Another 40 million or more are infected. And what are we doing? Well, we're passing out condoms and telling people all about safe sex. And this program is so effective that today in Botswana, 40% of the pregnant women are now infected. That's really a very, very successful public health policy, or is it successful genocidal policy? And, of course, the minds of our children are under attack, the minds of our elderly under attack. America is under attack today. And this is why I do what I do 5 hours a day, trying to reach out, trying to make people realize that there is a very real problem. And if you're not involved in trying to solve the problem, then you're part of the problem. And, of course, people say, well, what can I do? Well, you can do as much as I do. I'm one individual. I have no specific training in what I do. Of course, helped to my wife and I finance this program initially, and fortunately we have people out across America who believe in this and who are now helping us as we've expanded our coverage from the one station where we started to 60 stations every week, or 60 outlets, including the internet and shortwave and the satellite that is transmitting our programs, not only across America, but across the world. And you can become part of our program. You can become part of the Radio Liberty family simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But behind all of the problems we talk about, there is a spiritual dimension. And until you understand that there is organized evil in America, that there really are people who worship Satan, that there are satanic societies like the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the levels of Masonry above the 33rd degree, which is where you get into the Satanism. And if you want to get the information, you can read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the wonderful book we carry, The Hope of the Wicked by Ted Flynn, or certainly the material we have from William Snevelin, who was actually part of this whole world satanic movement, is actually recruited into it by the leading Satanist of the 20th century, a man named Manly P. Hall. And so you need to get the information. You need to understand that the reason you're not hearing about this is because the wicked people have gained control of the mass media. They've infiltrated our colleges. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've infiltrated our religious ceremonies. And ministers are told to do nothing at all but just preach the gospel, not to be concerned at all about what's happening to our society as the wicked take control. Well, we do hope that many of you will certainly want to get our book, and you can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, why, give us a call. And of course, if you'd like documentation for any of the things we're talking about, they are available through Radio Liberty. We have Cindy Diamond's excellent video, Uninformed Consent. We have a 4-tape set on Mercury. If you have not yet heard the Life-Saving Secret 4-tape set, the interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, which go into fluoride and mercury and so many other things that you need to know about to maintain your health, give us a call. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty and Revival. And until then, well, I guess it'll be Thursday. We'll be back with you. Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.